Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m., jazz pianist Armin Danelian will perform works from his new CD, Syat Nova, Songs of My Ancestors, in a CD release gathering at Castle Street Cafe in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The legendary Hudson Valley pianist will perform in a trio with Dave Clark on bass and George Schuller on drums. He joins us now to tell us more. Armin Danelian, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be here.
How did you begin playing music? When did music enter your life, and how did you know you would pursue it as a career?
Oh, well, those are two great questions. Not quite sure when I started playing music. It was by ear in my childhood. We had a kind of beat-up piano in our basement in Armonk, New York, and I was just playing ever since I can remember. At one point, I kept bugging my parents for piano lessons, and they enrolled me at the Westchester Conservatory, where I studied for, well over 12 years. And I started actually playing professionally when I was 14 in the 1964 World's Fair for $5 and all the ice cream I could eat.
That's not a bad payment.
This was with the Ryerson Family Band. Arthur Ryerson was a gentleman who lived in a town in Armonk, and was a studio musician at CBS Records and worked with Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden and many others. And his children were my peers in school. They had a family band, and my older brother played clarinet in that band. And when I heard them play, I said, that's what I want to do, because I loved the swing feeling of jazz and also the improvisational aspect of it. At the time, I was also taking classical lessons, and I also playing organ in church and playing in the school musicals and in rock bands and so on. And I had my own trio as well. We used to do jam sessions. But it really wasn't until after I graduated from Columbia University and started living in New York on my own that I confronted the reality of supporting myself as a jazz musician. And so I had several aspects to my career, but the main focus was on learning jazz. And I studied with a pianist named Richie Bayerack, who's now living in Germany, but at the time he was one of the strongest pianists on the scene in New York. And Richie had worked with Stan Getz and quite a number of other people, and with his own trios, and also with David Liebman. And through Richie, I became introduced to quite a number of established musicians on the scene in New York at that time. This was the late 70s and early 80s. And I got my first break with Mongo Santamaria, the great Afro-Cuban percussionist. And I worked in his band for 2 years, from 1975 to 77, and made several recordings with him, toured all over the United States and Canada, Puerto Rico, St. Croix. So at that point, I knew pretty much that I was on my way to having a professional career. At the same time, I started, even as a child, my father had a record collection, including not only classical and some jazz music, but also a lot of Middle Eastern records. So I became exposed to that music as a child, but I never really played that music until my mid-20s. And I heard a gentleman named Suren Baronian, who has a group called Taksim, and he still plays. Suren now is in his mid-80s, and mm-hmm. He lives in Greenwich Village, and he's become a very good friend of mine. And as a result of meeting him, then I met a number of other musicians. Ara Dinkjian is one, and with Ara, I played in his group called Night Ark, which toured all over Europe, and we recorded several albums on prominent labels, including Universal and RCA Novus. Mm-hmm. And through Ara, I became immersed in the real language of Middle Eastern music. So these three threads, jazz, classical, and Middle Eastern, have been the mainstay of my musical life all these years.
Yeah. In your writing and performing, do the three streams influence each other? Does Middle Eastern music ever manifest in your jazz music?
Oh, quite a bit. Yes, I've recorded or I should say before I recorded them, I composed several originals that have a kind of a Middle Eastern flavor to them. Stargazer is one song that I recorded on a number of my albums. It was a title track to my first album. And more than that, the whole aspect of improvisation coming from jazz has imbued my music, so that even when I'm playing Middle Eastern music, I'm playing in a way that incorporates some jazz procedures, if you will,
sure.
some methods of approaching improvisation, and vice versa. You know, I've incorporated some of the modal aspects of improvisation from Middle Eastern music in my jazz improvisation. And they all have a kind of a classical feel to them. Having studied at the conservatory and having done, quite a bit of recital work as a teenager, I grew to love music of Bach and Beethoven, Chopin, Debussy, you know, the whole tradition. I was very fortunate to have a really fine teacher in a man named Michael Pollan, who's since passed on. But he was the director of the conservatory and an emigre from Berlin, where he'd studied at the Hochschule there. And I would never have been able to become a professional musician without his tutelage, as a youngster, because he gave me the self-confidence, the knowledge, the expertise, and the methodology for approaching music that, has been really critical in supporting my musical ambitions, yeah.
We have several other things to talk about, but yeah. I want to take a music break
sure.
first. Mm. This, we're going to play two songs from your new CD, which will be released this weekend, and you're playing at the Castle Street Cafe in Great Barrington.
Yes.
We'll talk about the CD, but first, could you introduce the first song we'll hear?
So this is a song called Where Do You Come From, Wandering Nightingale. Both of these songs, by the way, and all of the songs on the album, are composed by a man named Sayat Nova. Sayat Nova lived in the 18th century. He was a singer, a poet, an instrumentalist, a troubadour. Some even consider him a philosopher. He was born in Western Armenia, but spent most of his life around Tbilisi, Georgia, and was a court musician for the king of Georgia in the 1740s and 50s. And he actually spoke and sung in four languages.
Wow.
He was a bit of a musical ambassador because he was always entertaining guests from foreign countries as a member of the king's court. The languages that he spoke were Turkish, Armenian, Georgian, and Persian. And people in all of those countries consider Sayat Nova to be their composer. This music is just a small sample of what he actually composed. So this song is Where Do You Come From, Wandering Nightingale.
That was Where Do You Come From, Wandering Nightingale, from Armin Danilian's new CD.
The album is called Sayat Nova, Songs of My Ancestors. Some of these songs I'd heard as a child, but really this album began before I was born, because these songs are 250 years old, and they're known, as I said, throughout the Middle East. I became first directly exposed to them through my work with a singer from Armenia named Datavik Hovhannisyan. Together, we performed and arranged several songs by not only Sayat Nova, but Vartabed Gomitas, another famous Armenian composer, and several other folk melodies. And I grew to really love this music. What we did was we took melodies and then I composed piano arrangements around them, and that became the basis for what we did with the trio. And basically, I followed the same process with these, having great respect for the original melodies as they were handed down, and then infusing them with my kind of jazz and classical sensibilities.
And you have one disc of solo piano arrangements and then the disc with the trio. Tell us about the trio, please.
The trio is a group that I've been playing with for some 10 years now, with David Clark, a bassist from the Boston area, and George Schuller, who also is originally from Boston but now lives in Brooklyn, New York. I have met Dave in 1993, actually, and started playing with him in a jazz camp, first in Vermont and then in New Hampshire and then back to Vermont. David is a professor of bass at Berklee College in Boston, and just a phenomenal composer and a musical comrade. George I had met somewhat later, actually as a member of the Night Art group that I mentioned before. And George and Dave had known each other from their mutual time together at the New England Conservatory. When I met George, and then I had met Dave some years before that and realized that they knew each other and liked both of their playing, I just realized that this was a group that I wanted to keep working with. And so over the years, we've matured as a group, and now I feel that we have the sixth sense of each other's playing. And so when I started becoming interested in the Armenian songs and interpreting them in a jazz context, they just jumped right on board and did such a great job in accompanying the music.
It has been wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
And we'll go out with another song from the album.
Yes, this is called You Are Golden and Exotic Brocade.
Armin Danelian will celebrate the release of his new double CD, Sayat Nova, Songs of My Ancestors, at Castle Street Cafe in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, at 4 p.m. on Sunday, April 27th. Links and more information are available at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.